Welcome, welcome, dear podcast listeners, to another edition of the Pulis episode here Between the Bubbles. I'm Darren.
And I'm Brayden.
And we are talking about here on the 16th of October what you should be picking up tomorrow on the 17th for Comic Book Wednesday.
I love New Comic Day.
Oh, who doesn't? Anyway, so Brayden, get us started. You know, start off, what are you going to be picking up?
My thing I'm most excited about this week is Hawkeye number 3. You heard my reviews of Hawkeye number 1 and number 2. I talked about Hawkeye number 2 for 3 weeks afterwards on this podcast. Every time something was good, I was like, well, it was like it was in Hawkeye number 2.
Remember the coloring for Green Lantern Corps was complaining about it? Like, well, the coloring on Hawkeye.
I would bring it up consistently and compare it to other books. So I'm expecting that type of quality in issue 3 again. David Aja, Matt Hollingsworth on the coloring, Matt Fraction on the writing. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
How can you lose? Kate Bishop, Clint Barton, kicking butt, shooting arrows, driving cars, whatever.
And I just watched The Avengers again last week because I finally moved into my apartment and was able to watch.
That was your welcoming home, watching
The Avengers. So I had other backgrounds unpacking, and then yesterday I just watched it. On Friday. And I love
Sort of yesterday,
guy.
Since yeah. we recorded this on Saturday.
Yeah, Cliff Barton is amazing.
He really is.
He is. He's so great, that movie. Anyway, mine has to be Batwoman number 13. The crossover continuation of Wonder Woman and Batwoman coming together, fighting Medusa, who is... Batwoman thought it was an organized crime or
yes,
a gang that was stealing children. No.
It is the
actual Medusa.
Mythological creature.
Snake's hair and all, turning people into stone. And issue 12... Go pick that up.
You need to be buying Batwoman.
The artwork and what J.H. Williams III does with just the paneling and the shield of Wonder Woman and how there's two different dialogues going on, but it flows so well in writing and in art. Oh, mind blown. It was incredible.
Do you hear that, dear podcast listeners? This is not me raving about Batwoman.
This is me, Darren, does not pick up Batwoman. Issue 12 and then the Zero issue was the best Zero issue of the month.
Without a doubt.
So, one of the best issues I've read in a long time.
So why not get on the train now?
Look, I mean, there's a lot of backstory with Batwoman, but all you need to know is kids have been kidnapped by Medusa. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And then Batwoman realizes that it's the mythological creature Medusa, so she wants to recruit Wonder Woman. That's it. Go pick it up. Your mind will be blown.
Oh, and she's dating Maggie Chase, who's a detective with the Gotham.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'll help, too.
And they're kind of fighting a little bit.
They're having a fallout simply because they feel like neither one has been completely honest with the other one.
Yeah.
Well, it happens when you have secret identities, baby.
Maybe Batwoman and Wonder Woman will get together. I doubt it, but... Anyway,
I think they're playing Wonder Woman straight in the new 52.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. Because obviously that's right. She made out with Superman. Oh man. Anyway, so yeah, go pick up number 13. You have to. It was incredible.
It's gonna be great. My second big choice is Ultimate Comics Iron Man number 1. This is a 4-issue limited series about Iron Man in the Ultimate Universe. Now, for those of you who don't know, I really like the Ultimate Universe. I'm buying all of the Ultimate Universe books at this point. But for those of you who don't know, I like the way that Iron Man is portrayed in the Ultimate Universe. He has a phalanx of employees that work on the Iron Man project with him, designing new repulsors and new bits of suit, and it takes all of them to suit him up. It's not like, you know, it's in my bloodstream now, like he is in the comics at this point, like... It's inside
of
him somehow.
The
extremist suit is inside him somehow. Or even in the movies when he's got... It's a briefcase! Nope, it's a suit! None of that.
Okay, but when...
Of course.
Well, the briefcase is okay, but when he's walking in the Avengers Tower in the beginning of the Avengers movie and he has that thing just seamlessly take his suit off, I'm sorry. I was freaking out. That was awesome.
It's pretty awesome. But I like the more realistic portrait
that it takes
dozens of employees to work on it with him. But, for those of you who also don't know, he's kind of going crazy at this point. He has a brain tumor, whose name is Anthony, and who manifests in his brain as a young genius Tony Stark, and who does things like cracks computer codes and solves viruses and things. And this is his tumor. He speaks to his tumor on a regular basis, and it kind of creeps Captain America out.
As it should, but it's still great.
Cap is pretty creeped out by it, but... It's an interesting concept where they've taken Ultimate Tony Stark I don't know whether the tumor is benign, whether it's malignant. I don't know how much of the tumor we'll see here in this first issue, but I'm excited to see where it goes. It's only 4-issue limited series, and I'm in it because I love that Ultimate. I love that Ultimate Universe, so I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. Tony Stark, he was only really in issue what?
He was a little bit in issue 4 and 5 of Spider-Man.
I loved him in it. I thought he was great. So, my second one, excuse me, is going to be Wonder Woman 13. And I'm going to rant and rave here for a second. Wonder Woman, as a title, is never in the top 10. It's always in the like bottom 20.
Yeah, or even the top 30, like the high 30s.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is the best.
Wonder Woman is, in my mind, the second best title of the New 52.
And
your mind
is
the first.
The very best title.
But why aren't people picking it up? Because it's Wonder Woman.
And screw you guys.
Because this is the thing. Aquaman is always in the top 10. And look, Aquaman is great right now. But you gave Aquaman a chance, who was panned and made fun of this whole entire time. The thing is, Wonder Woman has been getting better reviews than Aquaman has.
And it's a better book.
And it's a better book.
It's a way better book.
But why aren't people checking it out and giving it a chance? Because they
Wonder
should.
Wonder Woman's a girl.
Yep. You should give...
Every one of you listeners, this is when you hop on. The first arc is done. It was the first 12 issues. It's all wrapped. Pick up the zero issue if you want some fun, but you don't need it. Start right here on issue 13 and say, okay, I'm gonna give this Wonder Woman a try, and you'll be sold.
And you'll be thanking us.
You will be sold.
And by thanking Between the Bubbles for talking me into getting Wonder Woman. Because the fact that Brian Azzarella has been tying in this whole Greek mythology and bringing it together, it's made Wonder Woman just so interesting.
And then to tie in the new gods, which we'll be seeing in the next few issues, hopefully. And we'll start to try to figure
Chang's
out...
Cliff Chang's artwork what, is great.
Yeah, and what's the relation between the new gods and Darkseid in the New 52? Because we've seen Darkseid in Justice League a bit, but not a ton. And he's, like, enormous now? He's, like, 17 feet tall now or something like that?
No, he's big.
We'll see how it all ties together, hopefully. Azzarello plays his cards really close to the chest. So we don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen, but I think it should be good.
Go give Wonder Woman a chance. You owe it to yourself.
Do it.
Because this book needs to be selling better.
Yes, it does. Okay, so some other notable releases coming out this week.
Catwoman,
which is a crossover with the... It's the
death
start
of the family.
Her part of the death of the family.
And Green Lantern New Guardians for a crossover with the Third Army. I don't think it will be...
It won't be as good as the other two have been, probably, but we'll see.
But hey,
goes.
If you're into crossovers, there you go.
Captain Marvel number 5, I'm really excited about. Start of her second arc. Cyber Force number 1, which is an Image comic. And at least according to the advertisement on the back of Think Tank last week, issues 1 through 5 are free?
That's a risky, cool thing. I'm glad they're doing it, because I'll check it out.
They say that issues 1 through 5 are going to be free at your comic store.
Do they say how many pages it's going to be?
But I'm
even if it's like 10 pages.
No, I'm under the impression it's an entire full arc of 20-page comics for free to try to drum up excitement about Cyber
Force. And that's why Image Comics is so cool.
We'll see. If it's free, I'm picking it up for sure, and you'll hear the reviews next week. If it's money, I will say, how come it said it was free? I don't know. Daredevil 19, we'll start to figure out what's happening with Daredevil. Ex-Sanguine, which is a new horror title from Dark Horse, looks terrifying. Getting good advance reviews. It Girl and the Atomics, number 3. I love the first two issues, guys. It's worth picking up. I think most importantly, Marvel Now Point 1, which is going to be 100 pages of comic showing...
How much is that going to be?
Like $5.99. But it's going to be 100 pages of comic.
Wow.
And it basically is introductions to where everybody is going in the Marvel Now.
Where they're going or where they came from.
Both. It's basically the new creative teams are doing little 3 to 4 page things with each of their teams figuring out, or each of their characters. So you can say, oh, so you're going to read this and you're going to say, that book I will pick up. 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 This is going to be, it's going to be a laundry list of reasons why you should get into the new Marvel Now. So I'm curious to see where it goes. Sword of Sorcery issue 1 after a pretty solid zero issue. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, his end of his tying with the other Ultimate stuff, Exo Manowar, bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah,
should be a good
week. It should. Anyway, let us know what you're picking up. Let us know anything that we didn't mention that we're picking up that you think we should, and for reviews and what our thoughts are. Definitely let us know at Twitter at BTWNBBLS. You can email us at Darren or Braden at BetweenTheBubbles.com, talk at BetweenTheBubbles.com. or let us know on Facebook, our Facebook page.
Yeah, so love to hear from you.
Anyway, happy reading tomorrow, and always, 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 always happy reading in general.